Country Pop FM.
Let's get into, the Bellamy Brothers said, get into reggae woman, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Get into reggae cowboy, not woman. Yeah. Reggae. I was thinking of another song that was reggae woman. Wasn't that Stevie Wonder? I think Stevie Wonder had that song.
Right.
They had get in reggae cowboy. Let's get in almanac and let's get into Authority Fence, which is our title sponsor of the Bob Almanac. Keep your kids safe and your yard private and your pets secure. With Authority Fence, over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl, chain-link, and aluminum maintenance-free fence products. Back to the lifetime warranty. Enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to AuthorityFence.com, click on their free fence estimator tab to get the ball rolling, or give the office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, that's Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. And proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994. First things first here on today's
Bob Almanac. Rewind.
So yesterday, this date in history, it was the death, I think it was, of the man who invented putt-putt golf.
Yes.
And we were reminiscing about some of the putt-putt golf places.
Yep.
You were mentioning Lilliput.
Lilliput.
Yep. Lilliput, where is that again?
That was the one you knew of.
Okay,
yeah,
there's also a Lilliput on Coon Rapids Boulevard.
Yes.
That's the one that I know of, and they have bumper boats there.
Nice.
Somebody reminded me of that. In fact, Les from Anoka and Tim from Brooklyn Park reminded me of that. And Renee from Big Lake also replied and responded. The one that I was also thinking about on now County Road 10, not Highway 10, in Spring Lake Park is Goonie Golf. That's called Goonie Golf.
Okay.
So those are fun. Of course, the Mall of America's got a couple, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Moose Mountain, and then there's another
fun.
One, yeah.
Always fun, always a good time. And let me tell you, a lot less stressful than regular golf.
It really is.
I mean, I don't know, you probably have, but I don't know if I've ever thrown my club at mini golf. Have you?
Yeah.
You probably have. Because you're pretty competitive. I'm sure you've done mini golf.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember
it. You busted the clown's nose or broke off the fan, the fin of the windmill.
I know I whacked my ball out into the parking lot by accident. Well, it wasn't by accident. I was upset.
Yes, you're upset. You missed a putt again.
Missed a putt, But
1775.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear. And the shot at Lexington heard.
Yeah, that's right. Paul Revere put the nation on their ear. It was Paul Revere. Revere's ride. The British are coming. The British. It wasn't just Paul Revere either. He gets all the credit, but there was a gentleman by the name of William Dawes and Samuel Prescott also.
Yeah.
Rode through the towns. They went from Boston to Concord in Massachusetts. And they did not say the British are coming. They've just kind of made that into it. It sounds better than the regulars are coming.
Yeah, it really
That's
does.
Apparently what they actually said. The regulars were coming. The regulars were coming.
One if by land, two if by sea.
Something like that, yeah. They're showing that light. So
right,
this date, 1775, the shot heard round the world and the whole deal, 1775. Let the revolution begin.
When Andy Griffith, was helping Opie and his boys, and of course Barney.
Were they doing a play?
Yeah, well, they were in school, and he was trying to get them excited about history because they were all bored with it. And, of course, Andy tells a great story, and they formed the Mayberry Minutemen. And, of course, Barney, will you help us, Ange? He's in with the first graders or whatever Opie was in at the time. And it's a memorable episode of the Andy Griffith Show.
Tune it in now. I'm sure it's streaming
on
one of many platforms. This date in 1906 is when the great San Francisco earthquake hit.
Ooh, yes.
More than 700 people died as a result of the quake. My source material here does not have the Richter scale score. I want to say, was it 7.9? 7.8?
Yeah, did they have a Richter scale in 1906?
Oh, they sure did.
Okay.
That Richter guy, he's been around forever.
Right.
So that was the state in 1906. And even if they had, they probably would have, there's probably a way to retroactively give it a Richter scale score. It wasn't quite over 8 like that one in Alaska. 1938.
faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
I'm pretty sure that somebody will probably text in the San Francisco Richter score here if we get to it. Oh, Superman debuted on this day. Not the TV show. That's the intro from the Superman TV show with George Reeves. We're talking about the first comic.
Oh, Action
with Superman,
Comics?
1938, Action Comics. Superman made his debut, I believe, on the cover that he's lifting a green car. Looks like a coupe, Neil.
Right.
So that was this date, 1938. The cover date on the cover of it was the June 1938 edition.
Nice.
But it was Superman, and maybe you call him the world's first superhero?
Yeah, gosh, it's got to be. I don't know of another one. Batman follow
came
shortly
later.
Thereafter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So Superman, quite the deal. How about in 42?
The planes sweep in without being discovered. They separate into groups to attack the several objectives carefully selected by means of accurate intelligence to ensure that only targets of military value will be hit. Colonel Doolittle himself has told of flying over the Emperor's Palace and refraining from bombing it, though he could have left it in ruins.
So it was the Doolittle raid. James Doolittle leading the first air raid on mainland Japan, bombing Tokyo and other Japanese cities. Now, the raid caused minor damage, comparatively minor damage, not much. I mean, there were some people killed, but it was more of a psychological thing, Neil.
Sure.
It was showing the Japanese that, yes, we can reach mainland Japan. We can reach Tokyo via air. So it also served as kind of a retaliation for Pearl Harbor, even though, like I said before, it wasn't as severe. And it was a good boost to American morale as well, the Doolittle raid in 42. And I think not everybody came back because there were some people, you know, they were just lack of fuel and whatnot. I think there was the fear that they wouldn't be able to make it back or land in a friendly country. Some of them landed in Russia. And at that point, Russia hadn't declared war on Japan. So Russia actually detained some of the American pilots because they were kind of in the middle of the thing.
Yeah.
They really weren't on our side or their side. So that was in 1942. Neil, your thoughts on the Doolittle raid?
It made for a fascinating movie. I remember watching...
Who starred as James Doolittle? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Was it a well-known? Was it, George Takei? 1955. Let's remember Einstein with this.
Arthur, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing, Einstein?
It looks like you're unloading dirty dishes, Einstein.
They're clean, Einstein.
No, they're dirty. I just loaded them, and I went to the store to get a box of detergent, Einstein.
Well, why didn't you leave a note saying that, Einstein?
Stop calling me Einstein!
Stop calling me Einstein!
That's his, out of all the things in his discoveries, and the Oppenheimer, and the splitting of the atom, that might be the greatest thing that Einstein has ever given to us, the ability to use his name as a derogatory term towards somebody.
Right.
Who's kind of dumb, but you go, hey, Einstein.
Right. Yeah.
Way to go, Einstein. Dumb. They go, nice move, Einstein. So
I think we've all been there.
Yes. We've all been an Einstein at least once or twice. Right. So Albert Einstein passed away at the age of 76. That was 1955 when that happened. On television this day in 77.
If plants can communicate, what are they saying? To whom or what are they talking? And how can we communicate with them?
Yeah, the first episode of In Search Of.
TV theme time.
Yes, it debuts on this day, 1977. Leonard Nimoy.
I loved it.
As your narrator. It wasn't a network show. It was. It had to have been one of those first run syndication shows because it would always be on like Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like early Saturday afternoon, you'd be watching and usually on your independent channel, and there comes Leonard Nimoy, In Search Of. That was on for a good 5 or 6 seasons.
It was fascinating.
It was very fascinating. Now you get those shows all over the place on cable, but when you only had, you know, 4 channels or whatever it was back then, it was good to get a show like that on the air. And who better to narrate it than Leonard Nimoy, than Spock, Mr. Spock. 1984.
Michael Jackson was injured this evening at the Shrine Auditorium while filming a commercial. He was working with some explosive devices and also smoke, and a mishap occurred. He sustained a burn, which is about the size of your palm, to the back of his head. He was initially transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where he was examined, and we transferred him to Brotman Medical Center burn unit.
And he did undergo surgery. This is the day Michael Jackson had to undergo scalp surgery, repairing damage done when his hair caught fire.
That had to be painful.
You're filming a Pepsi commercial again. He doused it by just doing a couple of those little spin moves that he does, a couple of dance moves. He literally did. He just kind of... He went around so fast. He created such a vacuum because he moved so fast that all the air was gone and it suffocated the fire. Think about that for a moment.
Not everybody could do that.
And how about that guy? How about that guy? Just a doctor, probably an ER doctor at the hospital. He starts his shift, probably had no clue. He probably deal, you know, with some broken bones and maybe some abrasions, maybe a gunshot, you know. But to think that he would have to have and deal with Michael Jackson coming into his ER and then have to address all these media that had come to his hospital. I mean, what a whirlwind for that guy.
Yeah, not a normal day at the office.
And some people pinpoint this as kind of the downward spiral. Michael Jackson became weird after this about his appearance and so forth. And I could see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, where he loses part of his scalp and then from there kind of goes out of control. But that was back in 84.
Had to be hard to sleep and everything with that.
That's a good point. But he could probably hire people to hold his head.
Well, that's
all night long. They do it in shifts.
Right.
This date in 99 at Madison Square Garden.
I said the other night I wanted this to be a celebration because I feel so lucky that I was able to play in the National Hockey League. I feel so fortunate to have played with some of the game's greatest players, play against guys who I admire so much, people like Mary Lemieux, who play with great players like
Wayne Gretzky. Last game of his career, the Rangers lost in overtime to the Penguins, so Mario Lemieux was there, not playing at that point for the Penguins, but that was 1999. He won 4 Stanley Cups, played, it was kind of weird to see him with the Rangers and the Blues, played, of course, with the Kings as well. That was the big trade. But that last year with the Rangers, he played 70 games out of 82. Still had 62 points, 9 goals, 53 assists.
53 assists.
Yeah.
Not a bad 20-year run for the great one.
2,857 regular season points in 1,487 games. So he averaged just about 2 points a game his entire career.
Out of hand.
Really something. And 1999. 2002 in the news.
So this is Robert Blake under arrest.
This is a bodyguard of Robert Blake's now being arrested here in the Burbank area.
We're here today to announce that the Bonnie Lee Bakley case is solved.
They thought they had solved it. They thought it had been a one-year investigation. It had been a year since Bonnie Lee Bakley had been shot.
Mm-hmm.
And they investigated Robert Blake. It took him a year. They thought they had enough evidence. Guess what? He still got acquitted.
Did he have a glove that didn't fit?
I don't know what it was. Yeah. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. But if you analyze it, you can compare it to the OJ, but there wasn't nearly as much evidence against Robert Blake as there was against OJ Simpson.
Right.
I mean, you really can't compare them. You can compare him maybe for the publicity to a certain extent, but Beretta was arrested on this date in 2002. He did do some prison time for about a year, because I know Barbara Walters interviewed him, and he's in an orange jumpsuit, so there's that. Let's remember Dick Clark today, too.
We'll see what happens today. With foreign aid, roller fever, I've got you, Abe. Snake Rattle and Roll, Deep Freeze, Purple Passion, 7-Eleven, as you know, is the bonus. Lois, where do we go?
We're going to try Purple Passion.
Purple Passion. These are things that are or can be purple.
Okay.
Things that are or can be purple. Ready, go.
Ready, go. 30 seconds on the clock, go. People forget Dick Clark was a great game show host.
He sure was. The guy could do it all.
$25,000, $10,000, then $25,000. And then $50,000 pyramid. The great Dick Clark. What an entertainment mogul he was. And he passed away at this date, the age of 82.
An empire that he created. Yeah.
American Bandstand, American Music Awards, just his music and his rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
he was 82 when he passed away, 2012. The years finally caught up to me. He was the world's oldest teenager.
Yep.
There for the longest time, for years and years and years. We have birthdays now. The original Star Wars Emperor.
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
I have felt it.
We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
In the first Empire Strikes Back, there's only one, but in the original, he was the Emperor, giving Darth Vader his marching orders. Mm. But then George Lucas, when he did the prequels, he brought in Ian McDiarmid to play the Emperor. So then they dubbed him in when he did those special edition ones where he kind of changed him after the prequels or going into the prequels.
You know that.
Yeah, I know you're easily lost when it comes to the Star Wars time travel,
right?
And warp drive,
right?
And hyper drives. But that's Clive Revel. He was in Robin Hood. He's been in some other things as well.
I think the
younger generation remembers him from Empire Strike Back. And by younger generation, I'm talking like people in their 40s and 50s.
Hey, you want to come to the comic store and get a popsicle with me? Can you only think about your stomach at a time like this? At a time like what? Don't you feel it? Don't you know what's happening? Don't you find it peculiar that we both look so much alike and have the same birthday?
Yeah, come on, put two and two together, other Haley Mills. That's Haley Mills, the Parent Trap. Wasn't it amazing how they had just the effects in 1961 of having the split screen to have her acting with herself?
That
it's actually
is
a pretty good effect
actually,
for that year, yes. And you are not easily impressed.
No.
Haley Mills from the Parent Trap is 78.
Wow. All right, that's the last of the Reese's Pieces.
Good. Now we wait. Peter? Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy.
James Woods, he loves his Reese's Pieces, as we found out on Family Guy. James Woods, 77 today.
What, don't you throw your kids in my face? You didn't give them a thought last night when you were down there in that basement with his tramp. Tramp?
Now, wait just a minute here. I have been called a great many things by a great many people, but I'll be damned if I'm going to take it from you, you blue-haired old dragon.
Oh, another great clip from Mama's Family. She was born in Minneapolis. She's a born in Minneapolis actress, Dorothy Lyman. She was Skeeter on Mama's Family. She was the one married to Ken Berry.
Oh, okay.
On that show,
yeah.
Neil.
Yeah.
Dorothy Lyman is 77.
Do it.
He's in two.
Hey, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going,
okay, our topic today is the Great White North, because we got like lots of mail, eh? Like, about it, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So he is Bob McKenzie. Bob and Doug. Doug and Bob.
Yep.
He's Rick Moranis. Now, in the Ghostbusters, was he the gatekeeper or was he the key master? Because Sigourney Weaver, was she the gatekeeper and he was the key master?
You know, I'd almost have to look it up.
You know, he shrunk his kids. He was on SCTV, of course. He was Barney Rubble with the Flintstones, Rick Moranis.
Funny guy.
Yes. Bob McKenzie, Rick Moranis, 71. What's this
sounds
signify?
Like TV time here.
Another Minneapolis actor. Born in Minneapolis, John James was one of the Colbys. You know, they spun off Dynasty. He was on Dynasty, and then they spun that into the Colbys. It was called Dynasty 2, the Colbys, when it first came out. He is 68 today, and again, he's from Minneapolis, just like Dorothy Lyman.
One more time on his name?
John James.
Okay.
Listen close here. It's the Almanac.
I know, I'm trying.
He's 68 today. How about Daphne Moon?
Oh, loved it.
You were a policeman, weren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I must confess, I'm a bit psychic. It's nothing big, just little things I sense about people. I mean, it's not like I can pick the lottery. If I could, I wouldn't be talking to the likes of you two now, would I?
Oh, she was just great on Frasier.
She was excellent.
She was also a Jerry Seinfeld girlfriend. Ended up hooking up with JFK Jr. on Seinfeld. And she was in Hot in Cleveland as well. And she's 63.
This town is too freaking bizarre for me. Why do you say that? On my way in here tonight, I saw Aquaman on Hollywood Boulevard. What the Why would Aquaman be on Hollywood Boulevard? Well, there's a drought. I guess he's homeless.
Jeff Dunham, he's a ventriloquist. He's got the old man. He's got the dead terrorist. He's got some great characters that
For
he does.
For sure.
He's 68.
And just to just know, of course, I got to introduce him as well.
Oh, where was that at?
Yeah, that was at Grand Casino.
Oh, that's cool.
Hinckley, I want to say.
Okay, he was now awesome. The theme from Will and Grace, Eric McCormick. He was Will.
More TV theme.
Yeah. So Eric McCormick is 61.
Good theme right there.
Conan.
That was a standing ovation.
That was, come on, knock it off.
That's got to feel good. That's got to feel good.
You know, I know you meant well, but I had the Tonight Show for 10 minutes, and you just ate into my time.
We'll give you time.
This is all the time I have. Yeah. Knock it off!
There he is. He made his return to the Tonight Show last week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon had him back the first time since the whole Jay Leno thing.
Oh, I did not know that.
Conan O'Brien is 61. He has had a whirlwind career from following up Letterman and then Leno and then having to go back and the whole deal. He was on TBS. He's got some funny stuff. He's a funny guy.
He is.
Tall gentleman, too. He's 61. And our rapper of the day is Ski Mask the Slump God. I'm not making this up.
I was going to say, come on.
This is a real rapper. Look it up. Ski Mask the Slump God.
The Slump God. God.
Ski Mask the Slump God.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
I don't know how you fit that all on an album, but he's 28 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. It's not much of a list. I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. I don't know him. I think I mention him every year, and I don't know anything about him. I don't like his name. Blues great. Every now and then, like a rapper of the day. Our blues guy of the year is Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Gatemouth, old Gatemouth, was born on this day in 1924. TV personality, and as you mentioned off the air, really, what would we have, real people, without Skip Stevenson? I don't think so.
Real people, and maybe, you know, 1A and 1B with Sarah Purcell, but there wouldn't have been real people without Skip Stevenson.
How you guys doing? You haven't seen me in a while because I'm doing a new show called Unemployed People. And I've been there for quite a while. Hollywood's getting crazy. Look, everybody looks good here tonight. You people standing out in front tonight, waiting to get in. Did you see all the crazy people wandering around out there? There's people in Hollywood now. There's girls dressed up like guys and guys dressed up like girls, you know? I was never allowed to do that when I was a kid. My mother used to say to me, Judy.
He's a stand-up comedian. He was originally, and then they put him on Real People, which was a good show when I was a kid.
Right. 1940 for Skip Stevenson. And we have another Skip. Skip
that?
Spence. We have Skip and Skip Spence and Skip to My Lou all on the same day. He was a member of the group Jefferson Airplane, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Skip Spence, 1946. I hope my staff forgot somebody. Otherwise, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And you're going to be very disappointed in yourself. I mean your staff. This
oh,
theme.
Yeah, for sure.
The Virginian.
Yeah, who did we forget? Not James Drury.
James Drury.
Oh.
The Virginian himself.
Oh, that is sad.
Born this date in 34.
Along with Doug McClure, yes. They made The Virginian.
He comes in late. James Drury as The Virginian.
Yeah.
Now,
it's a weird name.
It is.
Because they always, that's how they, here's The Virginian. It was his name, like his birth name. I don't know if they ever said what his real name was in the program.
If anybody would know, you would.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, so now James Drury, he died not that long ago. Within the
4 years ago.
Yeah.
During COVID maybe that's
time.
Why. Maybe that's why your staff
it's
missed
been
it.
4 years.
2020.
Now they're all
gone,
but not forgotten.
Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence.
Thank you, Authority
Here
Fence.
Here comes a Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday. Alabama's hometown honeymoon. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Bucky Covington, A Different World. or Colin Ray, I Can Still Feel You.
I don't know if we've ever kicked it off with Bucky Covington, but why not?
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River.